Hi, this is Olivier from Microsoft OpenTech, and you're watching a short demo of a partial implementation of pointer events in a Firefox build. So I have a custom Firefox build that integrates various patches that we in the community are working on with Mozilla in order to add pointer event support in Firefox. So we're seeing a great traction for pointer events, that new unified input technology that arrived in Internet Explorer 10 and is now in W3C, a working group that is almost finished with the standardization of that technology. And what you can see here is a very simple web page that has a div and a canvas inside. And what I'm going to talk about a little is the touch action CSS style and some of the pointer event functionality that are now working in that build of Firefox. And that's coming to the nightly build and then will come into the actual browser anytime soon. So touch action is that CSS style that allows the developer to determine whether an element will have a default behavior for touch action, such as, you know, swiping your finger or pinching whatnot. So the browser has a default behavior for that. So you would expect, for example, zooming if you pinch on a web page, right? So that's exactly what it would do by default. So here I have touch action to auto, which is which means, like, let's just inherit the default actions for from the browser. And when I use my finger, you can see that this thing is scrolling, and when I zoom, it's zooming in and out. That simple code down there waits for pointer move events, and depending on the pointer type, touch, pen, or mouse, it will draw in different colors and also different width depending on the pointer event's width attribute or pressure attribute for the pen. And here, if I move my mouse, you can see it's drawing in the canvas. If I use my pen, it's drawing with green dots. If I press harder on my pen, you will see that there are larger dots. But once again, if I use my finger, nothing happens here, because the default behavior is to support the default touch actions, right? So here I'm going to change that touch action style attribute to touch action equals known. That means that I don't inherit in my div the behavior from the browser. So now I can use my finger to draw within the canvas here, and you see it's not scrolling, even though the div is actually bigger than my window. And if I try to pinch to zoom, it doesn't, because it's actually using multi-touch to draw. So now I can show you actually some other interesting settings. Pan-y, so that one actually will allow me to pan vertically but not horizontally. So if I refresh the page here, you can see that when I draw horizontally with my finger, everything is fine. But if I start moving vertically, actually it's scrolling. So that's exactly the behavior I wanted as a developer. So you've just seen that short demo of that implementation of touch action CSS style and some, if not most, of pointer events within Firefox. So this code is coming to nightly builds anytime soon, and we're working closely with the community on that. And you can see all of that in our recent blog post. We're very excited to see where the thing is going and the pace it's going. You should also monitor what's going on the Blink side of things, as the Blink community is definitely up to implement pointer events. They actually listed pointer events as one of the major items they want to tackle in 2014 for Chromium. So that's really good news for pointer events. We invite you to follow the progress of this emerging standard that will make your life as a developer easier when it comes to multiple input type on this new realm of devices that have touch screens. Thank you very much.